champion, and now that's a start. Is this your name or a doctor's eye chart? I try and comprehend you, but I got a dyslexic heart. I ain't dying to offend you, I've got a dyslexic heart.
Oh.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Dyslexic heart number 9.
Number 9?
Number 9.
Wow. Is this what, the third show we've recorded this year?
First one we've done since September.
Wow.
So here we are.
Yep.
December 18th.
18th.
2010.
7 days till Christmas Day.
We're going to do a little Christmas action.
Yep.
And you chose all the music because I've got nothing.
Really?
I don't know. I've listened to the same stuff I was listening to last year.
Yeah?
I think I played all those last year.
Probably.
So I don't want to repeat myself.
Well, we'll probably end up repeating ourselves anyway. But it's been a year, so hopefully people won't go back and compare notes to each show.
Oh, they will.
They play that last year.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yep. So I promised some people on Facebook that this week I would mention my story of being in the Metrodome a previous time when the roof ripped open.
Yes.
Should I do that now?
Sure. Which people on Facebook?
Meredith was interested in my... Okay. Actually, I don't know if she was really interested in the story. She was just happy to hear that we were doing another dyslexic heart show.
Oh, good.
But I'd posted on there that I would mention.
We're going to play some Dean Martin just for her.
Yeah. So, 1986, Twins Angels, Metrodome. I was a 14-year-old lad kicking about, trying to get into trouble and whatnot. And I would go to games with my best friend at the time. And we would... do whatever we could to upgrade our seats from whatever the cheapest seat available was that we were buying.
Sounds like we employed a similar strategy in 2000.
Yeah, same shit that we did when we had season tickets 10 years ago.
Except for the getting in trouble part.
Yeah, well. So we were... it was much more exciting at the age of 14 because you thought you were getting away with something.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there was a... thunderstorm that night, and the wind was blowing hard, and the wind opened up a hole in the roof of the Metrodome in the outfield, and water started pouring in, and people started fleeing. They started leaving.
Which made it worse.
Well, yeah, as they were leaving, they were going through... There are two types of doors at the Metrodome. There are the revolving doors, which in most cases I see as completely stupid. Like at a hotel, I'm like, really? You're going to go through the revolving doors? Actually, when we're in Vegas...
It supposedly saves energy or something.
It's dumb. In Vegas at Bellagio.
Oh, Bellagio. Oh, those are the worst because those always stop. People get stuck in them and they try to push on them and it's just annoying. So we just go through the regular doors.
Right. Just go through the...
environment. My time is a little more important.
Yes. I'm not going to stand there next to these idiots who don't know how a revolving door works. So anyway.
Every time.
You've got your normal push-out doors at the Metrodome and then you've got your revolving doors.
Right. And usually people stand in front of the normal doors and block them so you can't use those.
I think that's as a result of what happened in 86.
Ah.
They didn't used to
see,
do
that. See, I
wasn't
around in 86.
Necessarily.
At the Metrodome.
But people were fleeing the dome.
I mean, I was around. I was just living in a different area.
People were fleeing the dome because it was... So once the rip occurred, the wind was blowing so hard, the thing kind of started to sway the roof. The speakers were moving back and forth, the speakers that are suspended from the roof. It got to be a little bit eerie in there. And players from both dugouts were out on the field looking up, like, what the hell is going to happen here?
Like, here comes the apocalypse.
Yeah, and... So people started leaving, and as they left, the dome started to come down. It started to deflate a little bit, which caused more waving of the speakers and more swaying of the roof.
Because the air was going out of the building because people were...
Exactly. Yeah. It depressurized, more or less. So once the Metrodome officials realized what was going on, they did block off the normal doors, forced people to use the revolving doors, which kept the pressure in. It inflated again, other than the hole in the outfield, which wasn't that huge, but... they were able to finish the game. And in the meantime, we were like, sweet, people left. So we moved down. We ended up like three rows behind home plate in these awesome seats for the rest of the game. Unfortunately, the Twins, who had a pretty substantial lead at the time, ended up blowing. Yeah, I think they gave up like 7 runs the next inning or something. I think they were a little rattled by
They're so rattled by the roof.
Yeah. But it was
the
very...
Teflon sky is falling. The Teflon sky is falling.
It was kind of fun to be there when something like that happened. It's only...
Yeah.
They've only had, I think, 5, well, only.
But... Well, that was the most recent incident where the roof started collapsing, though.
I think so. There were two in 86.
People don't remember that. People think, oh no, they're using a Teflon roof and it collapses. No, no, it hasn't collapsed since 1986, and we don't get this much snow, thank God, every year.
That one wasn't the grand collapse of 86. There was one other collapse in 86 where the whole thing came down, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think that was, I don't know if that was earlier in the year or if that was the winter following when I was there, but yeah, there have been five or six times where there's been either a hole in the roof or it came down.
Yeah.
First or second season it came down. Yeah, there have been a few issues. It's dumb to have a...
Well, it is dumb. I will give you that.
Let's have a soft surface pillow
on top of our stadium.
A stadium that looks like a hamburger bun. That makes sense.
An air mattress. It's an oversized air mattress is what it is.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my exciting experience being in the Metrodome when it almost collapsed.
Yeah.
Good times.
I got to fly over it this week. That was kind of exciting.
It was interesting just driving by it this evening to see it. I've driven by it a bunch of times and hadn't paid attention to it, but seeing it deflated was weird.
Isn't it? Because you kind of take it for granted. Like, there's the Metrodome. There it is.
Yeah.
And then, just seeing it concave, basically.
Yeah.
And then from the air, it looked really weird.
I bet it did. Could you see the actual holes in it from up there?
No.
Oh.
I couldn't. But it was just, weird seeing this concave thing.
Bitchin'.
Thank God the twins are out of there.
Yep. So we're a few days away from Christmas. We're in a Christmassy mood. We were playing Christmas music earlier to get us in the podcasting mood. What should we play for our first Christmas selection?
Should we play the fruitcake song?
I don't know. That's what you have first on the list.
All right.
So I don't know the fruitcake song.
Oh, you're going to know the fruitcake song, my friend.
I will learn it. I will know it. I will live it. Here is the fruitcake song by the Superions.
Yes, but it involves a very... well-known vocalist who you will hear shortly.
All right.
What you making? Fruitcake!
Nice.
What you baking? Fruitcake! Candy cherries, red dye number two. Green cherries? Green ones too, it's fruitcake!
Wow.
It's fruitcake! Pecans or walnuts? Citrus peel. Lots of stuff. Add what you feel. Sticks of butter. Cinnamon. Mo' molasses. Lots of dark rum. Artificial color. Artificial flavor.
Don't you feel like baking right now?
If your family don't want it,
is there anything that can't be improved by Fred Schneider? He's like the bacon of music. He should be allowed to cover every song.
Fruitcake. What you baking? Fruitcake. Candied cherries. Red dye number two. Green cherries. Green ones too. It's fruitcake. Baking up fruitcake.
I think some people would disagree with you on that, but yeah.
It doesn't get any more awesome than Fred Schneider. He's got such enthusiasm.
My heart will go on.
Born in the USA.
A little bit of mace. The stuff they spray in your face. Oh no, you sillies. It's a spice for taste. Put the oven on low. 3 hours or more. Wrap it in rum. Yum, 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 fruitcake!
This might be the greatest song of all time.
Fruitcake, heavy as lead. Fruitcake, if it hits you in the head. Fruitcake, it could kill you dead. It's fruitcake!
Okay, so the lyrics aren't necessarily fruitcake. Dylan here, but this is...
Let me just say that I could bake so much more often if Fred Schneider were singing me the recipe. 2 cups of sugar! 1 teaspoon vanilla!
That's awesome. Extra virgin olive oil!
Candy cherries, red dye number two. Green cherries, green ones too. Fruitcake. me fruitcake.
Decent political statement there, too. Wow.
Isn't that great?
That is a great song. I'm glad you introduced me to that.
Thank you, Pop Dose.
That's fantastic.
That's from the 25 Days of Mellowmas.
That's great.
Yes.
Wow. I am overwhelmed with
Fred Schneiderness.
Doesn't get much better than that. Thank you.
I also have a Wang Chung Christmas song.
No, we can skip that one.
See, I have very few boundaries when it comes to Christmas music.
Clearly.
Very few.
How old is the Wang Chung Christmas song? Is it recent?
I think it's recent.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's I thought not maybe horrible. They would
completely fade away when Wang Chung never caught on.
When everyone stopped having fun tonight?
No, when Wang Chung is another way of saying have fun never caught on, I thought maybe that would be it, but if they're still kicking
they're
around.
They're still kicking around.
Wow, well, good for them.
Yeah.
Got to make a living, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. So yeah. are you in the holiday spirit this year?
I am.
Well, that's good. Sometimes you're a little
Scroogey.
Sometimes
I'm not. Thanks. Scroogey or Grinchy?
Yeah.
How so? Describe.
Sometimes you're just kind of anti-Christmas.
Sometimes I'm a crab ass.
I think last year you were kind of anti-Christmas.
I think last year I was.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm not sure why.
Every year thing. I actually...
I've actually been like I've been baking a little bit, which is big for me because I'm not
it is.
A person who stays in the kitchen a lot. And I've been listening to the Christmas music. Yeah, last year, I think I kind of half-heartedly put a playlist together.
Yeah, I haven't really
listened to it much.
I've been listening to much Christmas music.
I've been listening to a lot.
I like Christmas time, but I haven't this year just haven't. I did briefly toy with the idea of getting a tree.
You did. I did too. I mean, I would have been on board with that, but there's nowhere to put it, and I think dogs would go nuts.
I had some ideas on that, and I toyed with doing it while you were out of town, but... I was just too busy. I was working long days and came home late and was like, it's never going to happen. Yeah. So I didn't do it. But
yeah,
we haven't had a tree in, many years.
Many years.
Yes, we're lazy.
Like eight. Yeah. No, I think, I think we had a tree for like the first 3 years we lived here. And then
that was
we
it?
Just said.
Wow, it's been 10 years.
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're Scroogey.
It's been a long time. And I feel bad because we get these really nice ornaments from your parents every year. And
yeah. One of these years we'll put
one
up a tree
again. One of these years
we'll
put up a tree. So usually what happened is we would go to Vegas and
we'd
then
we'd go to
come
Vegas
home,
for Thanksgiving and we came home and...
Be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
We don't feel like putting up the tree.
So it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we celebrate Christmas in our own way.
Yes. Yep. And how is that?
Kind of like we are tonight.
Drinking?
Yep.
Yep. But I've been... I think it helps also that most of the... Like, we don't... do a huge amount of shopping like we've pretty much got a routine of what we get people without going into too much detail but we've got most of the stuff done. I still need to mail the Christmas cards.
We're a little behind on that this year.
That's okay though.
Tomorrow force me tomorrow to address some Christmas cards some of my friends. Otherwise it's just not going to happen.
Right.
Although I haven't received, I guess I've received Christmas cards from a couple of friends, but
I haven't
had that many this year. It seems like we're
It seems like we're kind of on the low end, and that's fine.
There was an article somewhere today that I read about
fewer Christmas cards.
The Christmas letter is dying because of Facebook.
Good.
Because, you know, I know.
Except I do have one friend who does a kick-ass Christmas letter.
If you can do it and have it be really funny, fine, but, you know, the... Bobby went to
Bobby
day camp
was an honor student and
nobody
then
gives
we,
a shit.
Then we went to visit our parents in July and it's
trying to sum up your kids' menial achievements from the past year in a Christmas letter. Nobody's that interested.
Yeah.
Nobody reads them.
No.
Well, they read them, but they do. They read them and they're like, really? We give a shit about this?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Christmas letter sender, unless you make it really funny.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time.
I mean, or God forbid something really, really, really scary or tragic happened. Please.
Well, those are really awkward when you get unfortunately, Uncle Jimbo died, but we're really happy when we inherited his cat and that's brightened our lives. You know, you get something weird in there. It's like, ooh, awkward. So, not a fan of the Christmas letter.
No, generally not. I mean, like you said, unless it's really funny or really interesting. Or,
those are rare.
Yeah.
I've got like one friend who does a really funny one, but for the most part, they're just kind of like, So thank you, Facebook, for destroying the Christmas letter. We appreciate that.
That's why Mark, is it Zuckerberg?
Yes, that's why he invented Facebook.
No, that's why he's the man of the year on Time.
He is the man of the year. It's at least they gave it to an actual person, and it's not like Earth like that a couple years ago.
Oh, Dom. Or you. The person of the year cover? Is you.
Well, that was right on.
Really?
I always wanted to be the person of the year. We should play a song before we bore all of our listeners further.
Okay.
Should I go next on your playlist and play REM?
Yes, do it.
I haven't heard this either.
Oh, you want to.
Stipe's voice.
I think it's Mills.
Oh, that makes sense. What a happy sound. Baby, please come home. The singing deck the halls. But it's not like Christmas at all. Cause I remember when you were here. And all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree. Do you have other versions of this song?
Oh, about 10.
You've mentioned that a few times in the last few
just
days.
Just a few. I've got about 7.
This has to be one of the greatest Christmas songs of all time.
It is.
Hard to beat Darlene Love, though. I still love that version.
Me too. But it's not like Christmas at all.
So if REM does a song that Mike Mills sings the leads on, does Stipe even show up?
I don't know.
Is he even on here?
He might be in the backing vocals or something. I also like the version of Love Is All Around that Mike Mills sang lead on. And Stipe was there because they did it during Unplugged. He did the background vocals on that. I'd sing, but it would clash with this song. I love this song.
Yeah, I'm glad that Mike Mills didn't sing on key for once.
What?
I think there's some live...
Really?
I think we've got a Mike Mills bootleg from...
Where he's not...
He's been known to sing horribly off key.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I like REM. I like Mike Mills. I'm just saying. Oops. Cool, that's good. That's not bad. Not my favorite version of that song, but...
Yeah, the Darlene sorry. Love, the original version, is very hard to beat.
Yep, and, I'm not playing the next song in your Christmas list.
That's
I refuse
okay.
You can, to play any
version of Wonderful Christmas Time.
That song, I don't care who does it, the song itself, regardless of who sings
is heinous.
Is horse shit. Has to be one of the top one five of the worst Christmas songs of all time.
What are your other hatreds?
Carol of the Bells.
Oh, hate Carol of the Bells. I hate the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy too.
Yeah.
I just hate it because there are going to be at least 5 commercials that use each
I haven't
of
seen
those.
The Garmin commercial with Carol of the Bells this year.
Good.
Thank you, TiVo. Unless they quit airing it, I don't know. But
maybe that was just something from last year. Yeah, I hate Carol of the Bells. Hate it.
What else do I don't know. I don't have that many that I absolutely hate, but
yeah. But those two, the Sugar Plum Fairy and Carol of the Bells, can just go away forever.
We were talking earlier about Santa Baby, which is typically horrible, but the version that Taylor Swift did...
It's like the last song in my playlist.
I'm going to play that because it's actually quite good.
It's actually good. I love her. I'm unapologetic about it. I love her.
I have no problem with that. She's enjoyable.
Santa Baby, slip a sable under the tree for me.
And I know some people will hate this, but I don't, so that's what matters.
Most versions of this song, they do this like kind of little girly
baby voice, and it's creepy.
Yeah, it is. She doesn't, so.
Santa baby, a 50-foot convertible to light blue. Well, I wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Getting a lot of texts over there.
Santa honey,
popular.
There's one more thing I really do need. The deed to a platinum mine. Santa honey, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
I think if you like Taylor Swift, you'll like this song. If you don't like Taylor Swift, you'll hate this version of the song.
Yeah. I like her recorded stuff. Live, she's
not as bad as Katy Perry live. No. I'll give you that.
She sings in tune about as much as Mike Mills.
He is not that bad.
Really?
Really.
Huh. I remember when you were in love with Mike Mills.
I remember when I was in love with Mike Mills, too.
An odd choice.
I know. Kind of strange, but...
A ring, and I don't need on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney to...
Like a hurry down Taylor Swift's chimney.
That's great. That's just great.
Good times.
Any other chimneys you'd like to hurry down?
I don't know.
There's a new movie called Black Swan out.
I have no interest in seeing that movie, but I am intrigued by the one scene. I think we talked, well, not on this show. I think we've talked about that before on our other show.
Yeah.
Do you know we have another podcast? We do that no, more than once really? Every 6 months.
Yeah. So, Taylor Swift. Let
yes.
Me just, so, okay. Her second album, Fearless, which I just absolutely adore.
Mm-hmm.
Her first album, it has its moments, but it's a little more like twangy country, and Fearless is more pop. Oriented, which I tend to gravitate to.
Right.
I mean, I like a little of the twang. Don't get me wrong. There's a place for twang in
you
my
like,
life, but
you like
not
a twanger.
Uh huh. Anyway,
we had a teacher in what year? I don't know, seventh grade or something.
Yeah.
Who had a little bit of a southern accent. We used to always ask her about her twanger.
That's great.
Oh, we drove her nuts. I think she quit because of us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm partially responsible for several teachers leaving the profession.
I'm sure you are.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so Fearless, I think there's like one song about a Jonas brother on there, but the rest of it's pretty generic. In her most recent album, there's like a song about a Jonas brother, a song about...
I love that as a measurement of any kind. How many Jonas-related songs are on this album?
There's a song about John Mayer. There's a song about the werewolf from Twilight. And it's like... I want to like the songs, but in the back of my mind, I'm like picturing the dudes she's singing about. And it...
John Mayer and his mankini?
What? Oh, God. Give me Purell for my brain. It kind of, I don't want to say ruins a song because they're still like, I still enjoy the songs, but I
John
would enjoy
Mayer,
them more if they were just about some generic guy named John, as opposed to John Mayer.
Any John Mayer presence, whether lyrical or actual in any song, is going to ruin the song. Not a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She goes on for like 6 minutes about what a jerk he is.
Well.
Yeah.
Good for her.
It might be the longest song in the album.
All right. Well, then it must be good if it's the longest.
No, I'm not saying that. I prefer my songs between 3 and 4 minutes.
Yep.
I have a short attention span.
Speaking of short attention spans, which song should I play next?
I don't know. Just pick something out that you like and go with it.
Should I slow it down a little bit?
Sure.
All right. Not technically a Christmas song, but it's seasonal.
Yes.
I don't know if we played this last year or not.
We probably did.
It's the new standards. They rock.
They
this
do.
Isn't really not, rocking, but...
Not rock, but they're awesome. Awesome. We can discuss their Christmas show in great detail after the break.
It's coming down. Snow pains on the motor vanes. Keeps your business on the ground. It's coming down. Slow day for the teacher and her wheel. The roads are closed and the stores are loot for vagabonds. It's coming down. Go home. It's coming down. Snow lays on the chain fields. There's a blessing on the ground. It's coming down. If your lanes are crammed with children, there's a blessing on your town. On a lucky Monday, Mrs. Braintree, all your lanes are waxing silver and the stores are lit for vagabonds. It's coming down. Go home. Go home.
We tend to play this every time it snows. We've been playing it a lot this year.
Band that did this, Trip Shakespeare. I swear.
Who John Munson of the New Standards was also in.
Yeah, the original version. I swear every time I ever saw them do this live, you'd walk outside and it would be snowing. I think they did this in May and I swear it led it to snow outside. Something magical about it.
From yonder bus stop, because there's a blessing on the ground.
I don't call it a blessing right now.
Mrs. Braintree,
you're a chilly northern woman.
It is written, when the snows come over Dixie, all the roads are closed and the stores are lit for vagabonds. It's coming down. Snow lays on the chain fields.
It's weird to hear John sing that by himself, because the Trip Shakespeare version, they all join in and it's like this climactic part of the song. Not that that isn't, but...
Different vibe.
If your lanes are crammed with children, there's no order to be found. On account of winter, Mrs. Braintree, all the roads are closed and the stores are lit for vagabonds. It's coming down. Go.
Refreshing.
Yes.
I love all of my entertainment Munson related.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he has a sweet ass mustache too.
Yeah, Munson likes to toy with the facial hair.
He does. Always. Didn't he have amusing. A Fu Manchu 1 year too?
Yes.
Yes.
So yeah, every year for the last 4 years we've gone to the New Standards.
They've been doing it for five. Show. We missed the first year, but
they have many special guests.
Yes.
Frequently unannounced. This year they didn't announce anybody.
No.
Which was a first. It was great. It was a great show. It's always a great show.
It's
we've been lucky.
A great show.
We've had front
we've had really
row
good seats
every year except for the. Do we have them in the first year?
Yeah.
Yeah, every year.
Let's see. The first year we had them off to the side. The next two years we were in the centers and in the center, and then this year we were off to the side again, yeah. Which was nice because we had a little shelf for our beverages.
It's true. It was such an enjoyable show, and so New Standards do typically cover versions of popular current songs in a more old school jazz
like
standard
a jazzy
style.
Laid back. Yep.
And
yet still accessible.
Yes, their Christmas show, they bring out many people. They have a group of background singers called the Ascots
who are awesome.
Delightful in many ways.
Yes. Love them.
They did a show up in Lutzen today and they brought the Ascots with them.
Oh, they did.
Yep. And then they bring out some of their friends. And they've had many, many cool guests over the years.
And Gary Louris. Sorry.
I've got to say, though, this year Gary Louris
was really good.
He did a cover of...
Nilsson.
Of Harry
Without
Nilsson.
You.
Without You. And
that was just great.
It was
great.
Really, really good. And
yeah.
The weird thing is, this is the weirdest part about that. I haven't heard that song in ages. I haven't thought of Nilsson in ages. That day.
I watched a
documentary about the life of Harry Nilsson. And then...
You saw Gary Louris perform the Nilsson song.
No, then actually even before that, I think I downloaded The Best of Nilsson.
Yeah.
Because I wanted that song. And then Louris performed it.
And then as we got in the car to drive home...
I was telling you, like, this is the third time today I've heard that song, and I hadn't thought about it in ages. We turn on the radio, and that song is playing. Weird.
Yes.
But it was really good. He's got a voice to pull it off.
Yeah, he does. Range. He's got the range. You've got to have a high tenor... something or other.
Gary Louris is one of the vocalists from the Jayhawks, by the way, if you're not familiar. But he seems to show up at every concert I go to as a guest. He just does a walk-on and drives me up the wall because I'm not really a fan. But he was very good this year.
Yeah.
So that was
He's
fun.
A brilliant songwriter. I
wouldn't say brilliant. He's a songwriter.
Yeah.
I like a few of his songs.
I think he's a really good songwriter. Yeah. I'm not the hugest fan of his vocals, but I think he's got away with words and melody.
Yes.
So,
who else was on the show?
I was confused because they had the Jeremy Messersmith Orchestra, and I was thinking that he would perform a song.
He was with the
Ascots. They borrowed his orchestra.
One of the other Ascots, Janie Winterbauer, however, did a song.
Yes,
she was phenomenal.
She did
as
a great version of "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas."
She's got a great voice.
Yeah,
she's enjoyable. She's fun to watch too.
She's great. Yeah, and she and Jeremy Messersmith and the rest of the Ascots, Brian.
Yes.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Brian Teague.
Teague and his wife.
I don't remember his wife's name. Allison, maybe.
Yeah, and then. The other guy, he played the organ during the intermission. Dave.
He's one of the guys in Twilight Hours.
They're always well dressed.
They just look fabulous. They pull off a great look.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the highlight of not every year, but a couple times, New Standards have brought out Matt Wilson, also a former member of Trip Shakespeare and a member of the Twilight Hours.
So one year, he just came out and did
MacArthur Park. No holiday, really, theme or anything.
He just showed up, did MacArthur Park. Someone left a cake out in the rain.
It was ridiculous and awesome in many ways.
Yeah.
This year, he came out and did Snowbird.
Snowbird by Anne Murray.
Which apparently Anne Murray's version was a cover. Apparently that song's been around forever. But anyway, everybody knows the Anne Murray version. And
unfortunately.
I had the snow.
I am not an Anne Murray fan. No. Oh my God. I could go on for days about
it. I wish
Anne
I had
Murray.
It on here. I wish I had Matt's version on here because after he did it, I had that song in my head and I had to watch it on YouTube like 6 times because. Yeah. And then, but Matt guessed it on Snow Day.
Yeah. He did the part, You're a Chilly Northern Woman, the spoken part in the middle, which he did originally.
So that was fantastic.
Yes.
Yes, if you're ever in Minneapolis in December.
The first weekend in December is when they have it.
Go see
the New Standards Christmas show. You will not be disappointed.
They did 3 shows this year. First time they've done more than one. And
They did a Friday show, a Saturday show, and a matinee on Sunday.
Yep, and I can see how some of the stuff would translate well for children because they did
the Sunday matinee was like, hey, bring your kids.
Yeah, and it was a shorter show, no intermission. They had Santa there and stuff, but they did... even the show we saw, they did You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, which was fantastic.
Yes.
They did a song from... The Ascots did a song from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Yep.
And so I can see how it would translate. So, awesome. All right. We need to kick kick it up a notch here with another song. Any requests from your playlist?
What do you got?
You wanted to play some Dean Martin?
I did, for Meredith.
All right.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
Silver
bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring. Soon it'll be Christmas Day.
I love Dean. He's always Dean.
Yes.
Sounds so good.
As the shoppers rush home.
You never hear Dean and think, I wonder who that is. Very distinctive. One thing about music of that era, the background vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Little too backgroundy.
Really?
Little too obvious.
There's something charming about it, though.
Silver bells.
Silver
bells.
Silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling.
Hear them ring.
Hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas.
His voice has such a warm quality to it.
Yes.
And I think I've said this before, but hearing his voice is how I feel like when I drink scotch. It's just like this warm feeling in your stomach, like, oh.
Yes. Very pleasant. I like Dean. Good times. What else do we want to cover here? End of 2010. Do you have any particularly fond memories that you'd like to discuss of 2010?
Oh, man.
Target Field, of course, was a highlight.
Oh, Target Field.
I think
Field
we probably talked about
awesome.
That on this show before.
A few times.
We're still glowing over having our own outdoor Major League ballpark.
And it's a beautiful ballpark. It's not half-assed. It's,
no.
They actually use their whole ass.
And after the first season, they're already making adjustments. They're adding another huge digital scoreboard. They're adding
changing
cool
some
stuff.
Of the food vendors.
Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
Nice touch, yes.
Sweet. Love that.
Yep. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. They just signed a shortstop today from Japan.
Yep.
Or they're not sure if he's going to do shortstop or second base.
Yep.
But, yep.
So hopefully next year we can actually make it past the first round of the playoffs.
Jesus, don't even get me started. We're not going to discuss this. This is a happy holiday show where we talk about our cherished memories, not pain and anguish and anger and rage.
That was a highlight of 2010. Of course, all of our trips to Vegas were highlights of 2010.
Oh, God. That was great. Let's see. We went, how many times did we go? Three?
I think so.
February, July, October?
Yep.
Yes, which is more than a lot of people, so we feel very lucky that we were able to do that.
Yep. I don't know.
Podcast-a-palooza was great.
That was a good time.
I had such a fun time recording that show.
Yeah. For all the stress that it caused, it ended up being
I get such anxiety when we have to do that show. And then after it's done, it's like, why was I so worried about it? It was such a great time. I had so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that turned out to be good.
But, like, mentally I feel that, but physically, like, I still have to, like, catch up to it. Because, like, my stomach is just in a knot the entire day.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's always worth it. I mean, it's always so good. It's always so much fun.
Mm-hmm. I had a blast.
Yes, I did too. Got to meet a lot of great people.
Yep.
And Rita Rudner.
Yeah. Not the most pleasant person in the world.
No. Yeah, July was fun. What about shows? Like, what music? What musical highlights would you say?
Oh, let's see. I haven't really thought much about this.
Gaslight Anthem. We saw them like the night before we went to Vegas, and that was great.
Gaslight Anthem and the
Frank
whole
Frank Turner in October was just fucking awesome. I love him.
I wish he had a Christmas song because...
Yes!
I was...
You could ask him on Twitter.
He needs a Christmas song.
Yes.
Something. Because, yeah, whatever we do for next show, I'm going to have to play more Frank Turner because I've just been listening to that guy
He's wonderful.
More. He has a new EP out.
Oh, God, he's so great. I can't say enough good
It was fun
about
seeing him. He was opening for Social Distortion. And it was cool. We went down right in front of the stage, and there was a nice little group of people who were really into him.
Yeah.
That were hanging out in the same general area as us.
And we were singing along, and one guy turned around like, holy shit, you know him too?
Yeah. That's probably my favorite find of the last year. And that was late last year, I guess, that we first saw him open for Gaslight Anthem. But yeah, fantastic musician. Yeah. Love his songs. And then, yeah, we saw the Hold Steady twice in July, and we get to see them again in about a week.
About a week and
that's
a half.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love them.
There's so many good shows all of a sudden at the end of December. And like, I would have liked to have seen Soul Asylum last night for their annual December show, and didn't happen. But
yeah.
There's a couple shows next week I would consider going to.
Which ones?
Twilight Hours.
Oh, wait, Twilight Hours and Allison Scott.
Allison Scott and I'm not.
And our very good friend Kevin Bowe, who did the song for our
Kevin's
other
doing
show.
A set at 8, and the Shiny Lights are doing a set at 8:40, and as part of that same show. That's next Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
So that's on the list if we feel like going out.
Yeah.
Which we rarely do.
It's sad. It's really hard to get us out during the week.
We don't have anything going on. I mean, the next day is Christmas Eve, so that could happen. I'm trying to think what other shows. Hold Steady in July, we saw two shows. Those were both awesome.
Mm-hmm. One outdoors, one indoors.
Trying to think what other...
That whole 4th of July weekend was just really fun.
Yes. Twins game, two Hold Steady concerts. What other shows did we see this year that were... We've seen a bunch.
Yeah,
seems like it.
I should know.
Lady Gaga was.
Oh God, that
awesome.
Was great.
Yep. And Kiss at State
Kiss.
Fair. We've talked about those, I think. But yeah, also incredible, hilarious, and fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. It seems like we saw some other like big time arena shows, but maybe not. We didn't see that many this year.
Yeah, I feel like I should have it more like at the front of my brain than I do, and I don't.
Yeah. All right, we should play another Christmas song.
All right.
Got any requests?
Shit. I just looked at the list. How about Last Christmas by Wham?
We can do that. Always a classic.
This has been my jam this year.
I thought your jam was ABBA or something. What was your... Oh, the Bee Gees.
Bee Gees, Tragedy. This is my Christmas jam.
Yeah, I do like this song.
I am already excited to watch the Do They Know It's Christmas making up thing.
An annual tradition at the Dressen household.
I cannot wait.
Some high quality unintentional comedy in that. I wonder if that's even, like, if you can find that online or anything.
Like on YouTube?
The version I have is transferred from an old VHS tape.
If it's not on YouTube, we should do the world a favor by uploading it.
I really should.
It's gold. what Andrew Ridgely is up to right now.
Would you like fries with that? Wasn't there a Wham reunion tour, though? Didn't they do a little tour in Europe and he might have made some money off of that?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I worry about George, though. I really do.
Yeah, he keeps getting into
legal trouble. He was amazing when we saw him a couple years ago. Just phenomenal.
It was a fantastic show.
Voice like butter. Listening to this like every day this month, quietly to myself.
I don't dislike this song. I wouldn't object to hearing this
every day.
Well, that might be a little much, but you've had to hear me listening to Rihanna every day for the last week. So
have I?
Haven't you noticed that?
No.
Whatever her current.
I've been
single
too
is.
Busy drowning it out with Last Christmas.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Listening to the new Rihanna song. I don't know why. I had to download it, but I had to edit. I had to edit it because it has like a rap intro from Drake.
Oh.
That I couldn't.
You just can't
care
deal
less
with.
About. But I was able to edit it so it sounds like the very beginning when her vocals kick in. Yeah. See, if we were doing a regular, as if there were such a thing, a regular dyslexic heart without Christmas music,
you'd play it right now.
I'd be playing Rihanna and Frank Turner. But that's not the case.
Well,
maybe we'll
have
do
to do
one
it
soon.
In, yeah. Maybe a New Year's Eve edition or
maybe.
Something. I don't know.
We'll see. So yeah, I'm trying to think what other music came out recently that we've been listening to.
This is going to sound dorky, but it is Christmassy. Target has a download of an album called The Christmas Gig that's really good.
What's on it?
Is
there anything on this
playlist? Yeah, yeah. Let's see. Best Coast and Waves have a song.
Oh, okay.
I like Best Coast. Best Coast is awesome.
Yeah, I saw that on here. Where is it? There we go.
If you see...
Hey, baby, I've got something for you, and I want to tell you, but you'll have to wait. Hey, baby, I've got something for you, and I want to tell you, but you'll have to wait. You think you're smart. Searching for your gifts in the dark. Think that I can't see. You're looking under the Christmas tree. Smart, searching for your gifts in the dark. You think that I can't see. You're looking under the Christmas tree.
Everything by Best Coast is good.
Mm-hmm. I like them a lot.
Yes.
So we've had we alluded to it because obviously the Metrodome fell down. We had a monster snowstorm like a week or two ago, week and a half ago, whatever.
Snowpocalypse.
Week ago. And as such, my life has been consumed by snow shoveling because for whatever reason, after 13 years in this house, I am yet to buy a snowblower. We don't have that much space to actually clear. Our driveway is relatively small. It's mm-hmm. short. It's what, like 2.5-3 car lengths.
You need to get the Wovel.
And the Wovel would not have helped in this.
No?
I mean, that's like a power shovel, right?
It's a shovel with a wheel on it, so you don't hurt your back.
That wouldn't do shit.
Like it's got a wheel, and then you shovel, so it doesn't hurt your back and your shoulders as much. It's an ergonomic shovel.
It wouldn't work.
Why?
Because of the amount of snow we got.
But wouldn't it help your back?
No.
No?
Because you still have to lift it. When the snowbanks are
6 feet
high.
But the wheel does the lifting instead of the shovel, or your back.
Not unless the wheel is 6 feet high.
Okay.
I mean, you still have to lift it up and throw
and
it over the snowbank.
Toss it over.
It wouldn't help. It would be a pain in the ass is what it would be.
I'm not sure how big the wheel is.
Oh, I thought it was like a power shovel. But
No. It's an ergonomic shovel is what it is.
Yeah.
It's,
those ergonomic shovels are retarded. The ones with the curvy handles?
No. It doesn't even have a curvy handle. Those? It has a wheel. I've seen those.
Yeah, those are dumb too.
Okay.
That ergonomic shit never works.
Yeah.
Ergonomics are bullshit.
Mm.
It's bullshit. Should I go off on carpal tunnel and what a load of crap that is?
Okay.
Most of the
people, Adam Carolla.
Most of the people I've ever known who have had carpal tunnel,
mm-hmm.
no. They have look at me issues. They have I'm gonna wear a fucking bowling glove to work because I want people to ask me about my arm. Carpal tunnel is a load of shit. Not 100%.
I think you can get repetitive stress disorders.
I do know somebody who had some repetitive stress disorder issues with his arm, but for the most part, okay, we'll say 85% of the people who have carpal tunnel issues
is mental.
It's fucking look at me issues. Yes. Trust me on this.
All right.
There's a tangent.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that existed, I would be a fucking mess from all of the snow I've been lifting over the last week. I don't have any ergonomic bullshit.
Perhaps you've been using your body correctly.
No, I don't think so. I had a sore back, but that was like a little muscle soreness for one day. No chronic pulling my back out shit because I don't believe in that anymore.
Good.
Thank you, Dr. Sarno. Healing back pain. Greatest book ever. But yeah, I have been doing a tremendous amount of snow shoveling and it's not over yet.
No, it is not.
After a week,
I still have half a deck of snow. Thank you for clearing part of the deck.
I did what I had to do to be able to.
And I feel like I should be, as a woman,
an equal partner in our relationship.
Yes, I feel like I should be contributing.
Don't sweat it. You made cookies.
Okay. I made whoopie pies.
Yes, you did. So originally, I was able to clear out the driveway and the steps and everything after it took 5 shovelings when the snow first came. And then the last few days I've been just trying to widen our driveway because.
And how have I been repaying you? Bailey's and hot chocolate.
And that's
my
helpful.
Friend.
But you run out of space if you don't push the snow all the way to the edges and clear it off. So anyway, I had to do some reclaiming of space.
You don't want to give up space.
No, not especially not this early in the winter. And then, unfortunately, our deck was covered in snow, and it still is, but I've started to clear that off now. So
he's built a little habit trail in the backyard for the dogs. It's
there's
awesome.
That. Our stupid dogs are like so freaking ladylike. They're so dainty. They're big dogs, but they're afraid to get their freaking paws covered in snow. So I'm out there shoveling paths for the dog.
Oh, poor Otis. It's up to his schween.
Yeah, I know, but Zoe's a big freaking monster, and she's all dainty and... I don't want to get my paws wet.
It's so funny because she's just this big, like, moose-like creature.
Oaf.
Because she just, like, she's the last thing you'd think of as delicate or ladylike, but you show her a puddle and she gets all freaked out. Like, I do not want to get my paws wet.
Yeah, so I've had to, I initially shoveled one path so they could go out and do what they needed to do, and now I've been slowly expanding the highway mm-hmm. system in our backyard. And still have a little bit more.
Highway system.
I still have a little bit more work to do. I have to shovel a couple more loops, giving them some more places to run and pee and whatnot. But
mm-hmm. by whatnot, you mean poop.
This is just a ridiculous. For it to be this early in the winter and have to do this much work.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
But we were talking about this, how, like, when we were kids, this is what we remember. We remember, like, the big frickin' piles in the parking lot.
I was a paper boy for a few years as a youth. I don't know when. I wish I knew how old I was when I had the paper out. But I distinctly remember several times having to go out and have snow up to my knees or higher, probably higher if I was young. And it seems like, yeah, we haven't had a ton of that lately, but this snow was definitely on par with those snowfalls. Mm-hmm. And having, yeah, it's just, it's
yeah, crazy. I remember, like, in grade school, they would plow the playground, and then they'd have these giant hills on the sides, and we'd have these, like, huge sliding hills, and we'd build, like, little castles, and
we never wasted our time with castles. We would climb the hill and then push our friends off of it until somebody got injured and we got yelled at.
Nice.
King of the Hill was the greatest game ever.
No, we were girls. We wanted castles.
Not as fun.
Yeah.
Nothing like a little playground violence. And our playground, of course, was like a parking lot.
Yeah, ours was like a concrete slab.
Yeah, which is real safe.
Yeah.
That's great.
But I remember the sliding a lot, too. Like, I remember I didn't want to put my entire snowsuit on, so I just put the top on, and then I ended up getting my corduroy pants all wet.
That's
from sliding.
Very nice.
Because it was a pain in the ass to put the entire thing on.
When you were a kid, did you...
Like, one leg zipped, but the other one didn't, and It was just... It was an ordeal. I didn't like ordeals.
Did you use...
tubes? Oh, the circle thing?
No. Did you use bread bags to help you get your boots
on?
No. No?
I don't remember using bread bags.
So, yeah, this is...
What was with that?
Maybe I was retarded, but...
Explain.
In order... Because it was kind of hard to get your boots on and off, especially with those liners. Like, you'd take your foot out of your boot and the liner would come out with it.
Okay.
So, in order to get your foot... to slip in and out easily, you take an empty bread bag and put one on each foot over your socks.
Uh-huh.
And then you would put your foot into your boot.
That seems vaguely familiar.
That was...
Because I'm picturing, like, the Wonder Bread bags with the dots.
On your feet?
Uh-huh.
That's what we did.
It's quite possible that I might have done that.
For going to school and whatnot. Or classmates
might have done that, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't have anybody there to help you out, so...
Yep.
Yep, I remember my youth spent with bread bags on my feet. That nice. Sounds like such a poor thing. Like, we're urchins. We had
no shoes. We wore bread bags.
We walked the streets with bread bags on our feet to keep them dry. And yeah, oh boy,
that's funny.
Sure everybody's going, "What the fuck?" Yep. So I hope somebody else grew up with bread bags on their feet, so I'm not so alone in this world. Maybe that was just an us thing.
Poor lonely boy.
I think other people in my class had bread bags. I don't remember being mocked for bread bags. I was mocked for other reasons, but I don't remember bread bags on my feet being a mockery item. So apparently that was an acceptable thing. Mm. All right, what should we play for another song?
Rob Halford.
Nothing says Christmas like Judas Priest's lead singer.
No kidding.
Off of Halford 3. Is that right?
This is free on Amazon.
Right on. Like the metal gallop.
Yep. Kind of an odd choice for him to cover. You don't get a lot of Emmanuel covers.
I was thinking that it is.
And get a lot of "O Come All Ye Faithful," but not a lot of "O Come Emmanuel."
I wouldn't expect Halford to do a religious song either, for some reason.
Didn't they do 666 is the number of the beast?
No, that was Maiden.
That was Maidens. Okay. I get Judas Priest and Iron Maiden confused sometimes. I don't know why. I'm not the metal aficionado or repository of knowledge you are.
I have such a ridiculous amount of worthless metal knowledge. It's dumb.
Yeah, we'll be watching that metal show and they'll be playing Stump the Trunk and he'll be like, oh, I know.
I get pissed at him for not knowing easy stuff. He does know some really stupid trivia that I have no idea, but...
Yeah.
Sometimes I get him much quicker than he second guesses himself, whereas if I know something, I just yell it out. Speaking of, Nuno Bettencourt from Extreme is now the guitarist for Rihanna, bringing it all back together.
Really?
He has been for a while.
Huh.
That's what interrupted the Extreme. After the Extreme Reunion Tour, they were going to do another album, and he decided
to go Extreme off. Reunion Tour, doesn't that sound like an energy drink now? Like, Extreme means one thing in the late 80s, early 90s. Extreme means a totally different thing right now.
You know where Extreme got its name?
No.
They originally were called The Dream, and somebody else already had the band name The Dream. So they decided to be X Dream,
and then they
it's
changed
actually
it to Extreme.
Well, they went to Extreme, but that's how they that's what I believe. I haven't
was it like the Oneaters became the Wonders?
Huh? Is that from the movie?
Yes.
Oh, sure. It's just like that.
They're like X Dream, no Extreme.
I actually have a bootleg EP of them when they were The Dream.
We have Extreme bootlegs. That's.
Oh, we got a couple. It's good to hear Halford rejoicing.
It is.
What an unusual Christmas song. It's not very Christmassy, though.
No. It's No Yelling at the Christmas Tree by Billy Idol.
I need to play that. I think that one will.
Do it. Cleanse your palate. I think I have it on there. If not. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we played this last year.
Okay. It's a fun song. I enjoy it.
When I was a small boy here in London town, Caesar Slow was falling on the ground. All the friends and family.
They get snow in London, everything shuts down, by the way.
Really?
They get a lot, yeah.
Daddy's down at the pub, full of Christmas cheer. Probably won't come home until next year. All the Christmas bells are ringing, and the carolers are singing. Mum, Daddy, he don't hear them. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. Santa's balls are jingling, Mommy's hips are wiggling, but Daddy, he don't hear 'em. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. All right now, yeah.
God, this is a nice poppy number.
Mm-hmm.
Should we wrap it up with this one?
Sure.
Any other
I'm starting to fade a little bit.
Any other thoughts before we go?
Would you like to share the plot summary of the Powerpuff Girls Christmas special we were watching earlier?
I think I fell asleep before it ended. So.
Ah, they saved Christmas. All was well.
Thank God. All right.
I think that's pretty much any Christmas special this time of year. They saved Christmas. Pretty Unless much. It's on the Lifetime Network.
Then somebody just gets raped or beaten on Christmas, and that's no fun for anybody at all. All right.
No, that happens before Christmas, and then they discover the true joy and meaning of Christmas.
Fantastic. All right. That'll do it for this episode of Dyslexic Heart. Thank you for listening. We'll
Thank
be back
you.
Sometime in the next 12 months with another...
another show.
Another show. We'll do it soon, because we have some stuff we want to play. I need to play that Rihanna song.
You do.
All right. Thanks for sticking with
have
us.
Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday event.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
There you go. Cheers, everybody.
Bye-bye.
All right now, yelling at the Christmas tree. Santa came down the chimney, but then he ran upstairs. Jumped in bed with Mommy, she didn't care. Across the room.
Christmas bells are ringing and the carolers are singing. My daddy, he don't hear 'em. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. Santa's balls are jingling. Mommy's hips are wiggling. Daddy, he don't hear 'em. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. Santa's balls are jingling. Mommy's hips are wiggling. But daddy, he don't hear 'em. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. All right now, yeah. He's yelling at the Christmas tree. He's yelling at the Christmas tree.